WJTL, Ryan Stevenson and Bart Miller. That is No Matter What. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7/21.
Clouds and showers in our forecast today. A high around 79 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers, high 75. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of showers, high of 73. Sunday, continuing that trend, cooling down, though, to a high of about 68 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, 67 degrees. In Harrisburg, 68.
This morning, our friend Lee DeReamer is with us. Lee, the director of Life Cycles. Good morning again, Lee.
Good morning, Fred.
I love that you use bicycles and riding and the freedom of the outdoors as a way of touching lives and reaching hearts.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see a community, a group of family members coming together where we got adult volunteers, boys, girls, and Jesus coming together over bikes.
Yeah.
It could be a model that uses a number of different vehicles to bring together. We use long distance bicycling.
Yeah. Any stories that stick out from this past summer?
You know, there is a neat one that we've been noticing in increasing measure, and I love to share it. You know, our core values that we love to try to imbue with the teenagers are love, honesty, courage, humility, and forgiveness. And that, you know, gets you into kindness and teamwork and friendship and fellowship a lot from different angles. You know, kids can be really competitive, same as adults can be, and you're out for a ride and you want to see who can ride the longest or who the fastest is, but we don't have competition between the teens. You're only working toward your own goals. So we're finding in a really joyful way, and we've seen it a lot this summer, the kids will be riding and they're 40 miles into a 60-mile ride. These are teenagers and they're doing great. But they don't all have equal energy that day. You know, their
right.
Sleep, nutrition, focus issues, whatever. And so what we've seen is a lot of times a stronger rider or two or three will drop back in a ride line to encourage and ride with the person who's struggling.
Mm.
That's such a great life lesson. And
yeah.
We see it more and more. We're just thrilled with that. And the boys and the girls see that, and it just reinforces itself.
Yeah. So you have those life lessons, you have those core values. How does that work into your bike rides as far as curriculum goes? When do you guys take time to talk about
Thanks.
That stuff?
Well, each time we ride, we've got some curriculum time and devotionals. We've got a character development curriculum that we've been using. The boys have one and the girls have one. And we've got devotional time. Each night when we ride, we've got a message before and after the ride and during the meal and before we pray for kids to go home. And we reinforce these throughout the year. And we also initiated a program that you may be familiar with challenge coins or values coins, where we award a Life Cycles minted coin specifically for us, designed by a couple of our leaders, that shares the values on it. And when somebody's done something exceptional, we call them up before their peers and all the leaders and award them this coin.
Wow.
With a discussion of what they've done and why that stands out. And the young people really respond well and encourage one another, and they're happy for them when they've received this recognition.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, most of your riding has been done this summer, but you still have a few rides and events coming up this fall.
That's right. We love to ride on Saturdays through the fall. The weather's good. It's warm. It's dry. The scenery's great. And notwithstanding today's weather forecast,
right.
We really enjoy a lot of great Saturday riding. So we can go farther, go deeper in our mentoring relationships and build on the relationships that have gone on through the summer. And these things, conversations carry us through the wintertime until we get together in the spring. We'll ride three more times this fall. We'll be in southern Lancaster County on Saturday. We'll be on the Enola Low Grade Trail 2 weeks after that. And then we finish out in late October with a ride through Gettysburg National Military Battlefield.
Wow, that's got to be a great
yeah,
ride.
It's always a favorite.
Yeah, love that. Plus, you have the fall foliage right then.
Yeah.
It's probably beautiful. If folks are interested in becoming a part of Life Cycles, whether volunteers or kids who want to ride, teens who want to ride, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, I'd love to talk with them if they want to give me a call at 717-586-2511. I'm Lee DeReamer, and they can hit our website and learn a whole lot of things about what we're doing, and that's at www.lifecyclesteam.org, all one word.
check it out, lifecyclesteam.org. All the information is there if they want to find out about becoming a part of what you're doing.
Yeah, we'd love to share it with any volunteer or any parent that wants to learn more about what we're doing.
Yeah, Lee, we love having you here. Our best to you, and especially to Marcy as well.
Thanks. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to join you.
Back to the music we go. Here's Ann Wilson and Chris Tomlin.